On today's episode, we're going to talk to you about the changing nature of money. Francis, you recently spoke at a conference at TTI Vanguard in Seattle. Talk to us a little bit about what you discussed.
This was an interesting conference put on by the TTI Vanguard people for a very interesting group of members, some of whom include the Federal Reserve. Well, I was fascinated to meet two people from the Federal Reserve there and also people from the IRS. So you have a lot of government, a lot of industry people. It was a great mix. And what I pointed out to them was a patent by one of our members, one of our future creator members, OmniMesh. OmniMesh got itself a patent in October to embed blockchain in all wireless devices. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that we are hearing all the time about how the so-called Internet of Things, which are really just a vast sea of app enablement devices, they're all processors enabling apps, will reach hundreds of billions of devices in the next so many years. Now, hundreds of devices all connected wirelessly, the numbers say what we have is this vast, completely edgeless fog of what are in effect mini banks. Blockchain's just a bank, that's all. It's a ledger system that verifies transactions, and anything that has blockchain or uses it is its own bank. Now, when I explain this to the audience, I pointed out to them that we have used pretty much the same form of money since the Bank of England was founded in 1694. You pull a dollar bill out of your pocket and you present it to someone to buy a good or service. And if they recognize the value and agree that that dollar bill is worth what it says, and they will then give you the good or service. That dollar bill is just a paper representative of what used to be called a bill of exchange hundreds of years ago. The Fed and all of the monetary institutions around the world spends all of its time ensuring that the value of that dollar bill is understood and agreed upon. It is, in effect, measurable and manageable. Now, okay, suddenly we have this vast edgeless fog of mini banks undertaking transactions of almost any kind anywhere in the world, all communicating with each other. The dollar bill just went away, gone, poof. The other thing that's happened is that the concept of measurable and manageable must now be international. There's no local currency here. There's no America. There's no Britain. Where are we in this space? We know what a border looks like, and we have passport controls. This stuff has nothing like that.
What's China doing? Been word, as we discussed, of a digital yuan that they're looking to develop to kind of be on the edge of this. What's China's role in this changing nature of money?
We've discussed China before, and this is where things with China get very interesting. China has one gigantic problem, which is the rate at which the cloud inflates. Now, cloud inflation, and we have a comprehensive set of video tutorials on our website, future-creators.com, on the mechanics of the cloud and cloud inflation. Cloud inflation means that every single thing, much as we were thinking of with mini banks, becomes an independent space growing at enormous speed. The problem for the party in China is that the party must control all activity from all citizens, and it has a thing called the social credit system. So when you're in China, you stay in app. So one app does everything for you, from banking to Uber to ordering takeout food, whatever you want. And the party can monitor every single thing you do, all your texts, emails, everything. and then grade your performance. The problem is that cloud inflation outruns a system like that. Cloud inflation also forces China to be global, but how do you act globally when your internal system is closed? That means you have two systems, one for inside China, one for outside. It's impossible to manage. The solution? Let us create a digital currency, the digital yuan, and the digital yuan will supplant the dollar and dollar dominance, because dollar is, as I've been pointing out earlier with the mini banks, the old form. The digital yuan can then monitor all activity of everyone on the planet if it becomes the global reserve currency. Great, except for the fact that these mini banks are part of the cloud inflation phenomenon, and they will rip through that digital yuan structure faster than anything you can imagine.
For more on China, the changing nature of money, and blockchain opportunities, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.